It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. We are continuing our conversations with local candidates seeking seats in New Mexico's House of Representatives. This week, we feature a conversation with Republican candidate Charles Wendler, who sat down with me to share why he is running for the seat in District 33. Here's a preview.
Charles, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, it's a challenge to talk about myself. I'm just kind of a private person, but I'll do the best I can on that. Again, my name is Charles Chuck Wendler. I was a former educator, if you will. I guess I think I still am. According to my wife and children, I'm still preaching to them, if you will. But I say, no, I share information. Come on, guys. Give me a break here, okay? Anyway, I'm really a family kind of person. It really gave me a lot of joy. In my other life, I was a school person, 37 years, a public servant, teacher, science and math, middle school and high school. And then I got into school administration, started out, of course, as assistant principal, and finally got up to the principalship. So I did that, 11 or 12 years teaching, and then the remainder, 25, 26 years as a administrator.
Why are you running for the state house seat in your district?
Frankly, Anthony, I just want to give back. I've been truly blessed. And as I reflect back on my life, being in the public sector for 37 years and business too, I've seen a lot of changes. We've had a whole cultural shift. Frankly, I just feel like, you know, there's some things that are good that's happened. That's true. Technology, so on and so on. If I've got a broken bone sticking out, I want to go to an orthopedic, get that taken care of. But socially, I remember when I was teaching physics, and we had the slide rules. I was teaching the kids slide rule, you know, and handheld little calculators were just coming in. And I read the literature at that time, and we were warned, if you will, actually, that technology is just booming. It's just progressing at such a turbo speed, and we're going to have a challenge to keep up socially. And I'd like to think that that particular prediction has borne fruit, okay, in, at least in my world it has. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of things culturally speaking, and in even technology we need to be able to use it in the right ways as well.
What do you feel are the most pressing issues in your district and also across the state of New Mexico?
As a former teacher and principal, and law and order, I mean, if you the first function of a government at any level is the security and safety of its citizens. And I think there's probably more and more concern about the area of law and order than ever before. And so if you can't feel safe and secure in your daily life, then it looks like to me just about anything else doesn't really matter a whole lot, okay? That's the key thing, I think, that we need to focus on is law and order. Now, people can come up with all these current issues, but those are symptoms of the lack of law and order. And I might say along with the law and order thing is we have our rights, and there's no question about that, but we also have responsibilities. And as I've seen down through time, I think we've done an excellent job of teaching people about their rights. But I don't think we've done as good a job of teaching people about the responsibilities that come along with maintaining those rights, not only for ourselves, but for everyone, because we are society. And then secondly, it's education. Because people, again, our country and our form of government was based upon a large, well-informed middle class of people. And so education, people need to become aware of the issues, okay, and what's going on, what's causing these things, and what are possible solutions. And I'm talking about education, not just with reading, writing, and arithmetic, so to speak, but I'm talking about how to take care of your health. I mean, we've got a health crisis in our country and have had for a long time. Look at the amount of obesity among even young kids, type 2 diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. And as a former science teacher, I know we didn't really spend as much time on teaching kids about maintenance of their machinery, their own individual bodies. So education is a biggie, number two.
Okay.
And number three is the economy. Finally, we can get to the economy. After we have law and order, if that's possible, and if we have then this issue of educating people, then finally, we can get around to saying, okay, now we're in a position to where we can kind of do something about being prosperous for all people.
How do you feel you can make an impact in solving some of these challenges?
Well, first of all, I go back to some of my opening comments about my experience And I'll tell you, there's just no substitute for experience. So I offer that, my experience, and I'm retired. So I don't have a job per se. We're still involved in small business, but I'm able to work around things. So I offer time. I offer my resources. And time is a critical commodity that we all have. We don't realize it, but you've only made so much time for yourself. So you got to be able to do that. So I'm talking about my personal attributes that I think that I can contribute. Now, you want to get down to specific solutions, that's another matter. But I think we need to, first of all, focus on the individuals that would be serving you. Do they have the personal resources to do what it is that needs to be done?
That was Republican candidate for State House District 33, Charles Wendler. You can listen to a more in-depth conversation with Wendler at krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.